Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Working Title. That was just a lovely ad break for you guys. But yeah, so we were talking about Moxie. We just, Augustin Thompson figured it out in Lowell, Massachusetts. And he claimed it had originally, like, it was an extract from, like, a rare, South American plant.
Okay.
But definitely. It's now known, it's now known to be called Jishin root. And, he claims that he, he named the beverage after a guy he served in the military with.
Okay.
Said it was Lieutenant Moxie. And he said, like, you know, this was the guy who found the plant and was the, like, hey, you know, you should use this or whatever. Yeah. And then he came up with this idea to come up with, this drink. Mm-hmm. But, there's been also, like, disputed kind of stories, like, that there's a very similar Abenaki word.
Okay.
An Abenaki word, which I'm pretty sure the Abenaki, they're literally the natives from, like, around here, like northern, like,
oh, there was, okay.
Yeah, they're like northern Quebec or southern, or yeah, they're like they're a Quebec native group, like, they're from Canada. And so there's a they have a word in their language that sounds a lot like Moxie that means dark water.
Oh, okay.
And so they think that, like, you know, given Moxie and that it was a cola,
yeah,
you know, they think that this
dark,
was
syrupy.
Yeah, this was a similar thing. Cool. But yeah, like, you know, they had some crazy stuff, like, you know, it was basically like this cult following, like, okay. Drink. It was described as, like, being, like, sweet and bitter. Like, their advertising was like, oh, it's the taste for everyone.
It's so complex,
you know?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Like, it's such a niche flavor that it's everyone's flavor.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was their whole thing. It was even, like, such a cult following that there was a whole lawsuit involved with another company named MODOX, which had their own cola. Named MODOX Cola.
God.
Yeah, and
that's
so they
so different.
Exactly. I know. So eventually there was, I think the lawsuit was originally thrown out, and then a different either judge or the Supreme Court
just, like, picked it back up.
Yeah, exactly. And so I know that they eventually, MODOX went out of business.
MODOX was just bitter.
Yeah, exactly. MODOX went out of business, and Moxie Nerve Food, like, won the lawsuit and took over.
Wow.
You know, there's even, like, they even toted a bunch of the fact that, like, Calvin Coolidge, like, they're, like, one of the presidents of the United States, like, loved the drink. They had, like, there was, like, baseball players that would drink it. Like, it was this whole thing. Their advertising, like, so the term Moxie was, like, a really big part of, you know, obviously their advertising, saying, like, oh, you know, make mine a Moxie. Or,
okay.
You know, that guy's got Moxie,
yeah.
You know, look at him. And they had this advertisement that came out with when was the first Moxie Man used? It was first introduced in 1911.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, here's the picture. Sorry for our radio show listeners, you don't get the visual element I'm giving Cleo, but, you know, he's this guy, he's pointing, he's in a white shirt.
Yes.
And he's this very distinct looking
very
face.
Uncle Sam.
They have no idea who this dude is based on.
Really?
Like, it's, I guess, been lost to time. Like, they have a bunch of, like, urban legends, like, about who the Moxie Man is.
Yeah.
But nothing on the Wikipedia page or on their, like, company history can they find, like, who was the guy that was the Moxie Man, like, model.
No
for,
idea.
For the logo. Yeah.
All right.
And so
he was a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. The ghost of Moxie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's mainly like a drink that's kind of, like, still in the Northeast. Like, you know, you'll go to Maine. Like, you'll find Moxie
Maine?
In Maine.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I have no idea where anywhere in the States.
Exactly. Well, you know, Maine, to most Americans, might as well be the moon.
Okay.
But to Quebecers, you know, I laughed. Exactly. I laughed because, I moved here as an American, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, I haven't been to the States, but I've been to Maine,
mm-hmm.
You know? And or I've only been to Maine, you know, as part of the States. And I'm like, why has everyone been to Maine? Like,
yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. And then I look at a map. And I see that Maine is literally jutting through half of Quebec.
Yeah.
So it makes complete sense when you think about it that way. But yeah, before I get too much further into Moxie, we got another song for you guys. We got, it's Up Past the Nursery by the band Sons. And No Stranger to the Blues by Frisco Lee. And so these are a bit more...
Oh, Frisco Lee.
Yeah. So these are a bit more chill, I think, than what I was playing earlier. But I think you guys are going to really enjoy this.
Frisco he plays at Bar de Corcel. I think he is maybe one of the owners now.
Oh, yeah?
I don't even know. Maybe that could be false, but he always plays at Bar de Corcel if you ever want to see him play live.
Cool. Yeah, no, I had no idea that he was from here.
Yeah, if it's the same.
Yeah, I think it's the same Frisco.
Okay.
It's like I was laughing because he was on his Spotify numbers are really, really low. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's like he's a Canadian guy,
he's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, no, it's a good song. It was really good. It was good. I was listening to the whole album. But yeah, so we're going to hit you with that. We'll come back with some more talk about Moxie, and then we're going to continue our show.
I wouldn't want for that to come true. Well, you left me here with kind regards for everyone that you ever really cared for. Now do my best to keep your garden clean while you're gone.
Welcome back to Working Title, everybody. So we were just talking Moxie, so it's funny. Like, so this cola like went through a lot of stages. Like, so in 1962, it was when like the whole diet fad was kind of like coming out, and it was around the same time Mad Magazine apparently, like, you know, I guess the guy, I don't know, I guess the guy who was working at Mad Magazine, there isn't really an explanation for it. Like, I guess he liked Moxie.
Okay.
Because he started drawing the Moxie Man in comics and stuff. And people were asking him, like, you know, like, where is this guy from? Or, like, whatever. And so it actually led to a campaign, like, between the both companies called Mad About Moxie. And so there's actually a whole bunch of, I'm trying to remember his name, the guy who's actually, like, the face of Mad Magazine. You know, that ginger guy.
Yeah.
There was, like, a whole, like, ad campaign of, like, him and the Moxie Man.
Mm-hmm.
And, It can, apparently Mad's efforts are attributed to increasing the soft drink sales 10% nationwide. So, like, you know, that's kind of cool, I guess. Like, at the time where, like, advertising was really, like, different, and it really was, I mean, I feel like it still is word of mouth, you know, is, like, the best. Like, I think word of mouth, like, because I think about, like, cancel culture and, like, Twitter and stuff like that, and I think, like, word of mouth will always be the best form of advertising, like, what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I think back then, word of mouth didn't spread so quickly, right?
Yeah, you know? And it was also, like, word of mouth was, like, magazines and the newspaper and people's, like, personal opinions on things, whereas word of mouth now is, like, oh, like, this my Instagram influencer is, like, using this thing.
Yeah,
this person that I follow to, like, help me make decisions on, like, matters of taste or whatever is, like, talking about this, so then I'm going to get it, and then I'm going to talk about it, and, like, it just, same cycle.
Yeah, exactly. And so this was the time when Moxie was sold in 1966 to a company called the Monarch Beverage Company of Atlanta, and they had the Moxie they had the Moxie brand until 2007, which then they sold it to a brand called Cornucopia Beverages in Bedford, New Hampshire, which they are owned by, which is funny, I found this out, there's, like, multiple Coca-Cola companies. But there's the one Coca-Cola company. Like, I, at least if I'm reading this correctly, because there's the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Northern England.
Okay.
That is not the Coca-Cola Corporation.
Okay.
Like, so I don't know if they're, like, an affiliate or independent or whatever, but they owned Moxie for apparently a couple years until 2018 when the actual, like, Coca-Cola company, like, purchased Moxie, which is why I thought it was so funny. Like, that's recent.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
why is Coca-Cola, you know, caring about Moxie?
Buying this brand of cola.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you can find, like, Moxie in, like, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, kind of, like, northeast US. We could probably find it here, I think, if we really looked. But yeah, like, I really want to taste it after, like, reading so much about it.
I feel like it's interesting that it started out as a, like, a, with medicinal purposes, because Coca-Cola started out, like, for, it was, like, a headache.
Exactly. Like, I feel
something.
Like that was the shtick back then, right? It was, like, everyone
sugar's
was trying to
fix you.
Yeah, because, like, everyone was trying to, like, you know, sell medicine, right? Mm-hmm. It was, like, it almost, I mean, you know, I don't want to say it's in the same vein, but it's almost like the snake oil salesman time period, right? You know, it's like, hey, buy my medicinal product, it'll, you know, grow your hair back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and it, I feel like Moxie maybe started with those intentions,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like turn of the century, it was like the tail end of when, you know, that whole idea, I think, like, maybe people got smarter or maybe stuff actually started getting regulated. I don't know.
Maybe
you know,
a little bit of both.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both. But yeah, you know, they had little jingles in their advertising, you know, make mine a Moxie, just make it a Moxie for mine. And yeah, like this image, like, it's become, like I said, it's become this cult classic cola. Like, you can find it in certain places. They had some weird advertising methods that I'll get to in a second. I still couldn't find a reason why they have, they have this, but, yeah, it was, it was a way they tried to get the word out about Moxie. We got another song actually for you before I go any further. And this is one of my favorite bands ever, and I had no idea they had been coming out with new music recently, especially in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But we got Broken Dreams Incorporated by Rise Against here. Yeah, I love Rise Against.
Classic.
I think they're one of those bands, it's like, you know, I heard the one song, like, Savior,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, yeah, okay, like, they're cool, whatever. And then I actually, like, went into it, and I was like, oh my god, they're, like, a total punk band that, like, fits into my wheelhouse of, you know, like, especially their older stuff. Like, I had no idea. I just, it really goes to show people, don't always just listen to the mainstream song by a band. You know, you might find that they sound a lot different.
Oh my God, do you want to know the funniest thing? What? My brother went to see Rise Against when they played Halifax Pop Explosion, like, years ago. And so he has a shirt that he wears all the time that's, like, the fist, and then on the back it has the tour dates or places or whatever.
Cool.
We were at my grandma's house once, and my grandma, who's, like, the typical, like, little old lady, like, white hair, and she was just like, my, like, that's a lovely shirt you've got. And I was like, oh, Nanny, if only
you imagine
you knew.
Her at that concert.
Yeah, like,
one last chance to go.
Yeah, it would be hilarious.
I love it. I love it so much. All right, guys, so we're going to hit you with that, and then we'll be back to talk more Moxie.
There's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words. And though the balance we struck was delicate, there was a sense of right and wrong. We tried to stem this flow with a tourniquet, but now the patience dead and gone. When we owe more than we're worth, and they're changing the locks on the doors. We raise glasses high.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Working Title. So, for our last little bit, I was saving the end of the Moxie, because I can't find out why this exists.
Oh,
like,
yes,
it was
yeah.
part of their advertising. I don't know why it exists, but they have, let me show you, the Moxie Horsemobile. Oh, yeah, I know. It's a ridiculous looking picture. Basically, what I'm showing Cleo right now, guys, is imagine like a car from like 1912, okay? Like one of those you'd imagine like... Or, I mean, honestly, I think this is a newer Rolls Royce one. But like imagine, you know, one of those like older cars with like a hand crank, you know, front, right? And then instead of a driver in the driver's seat and like a normal chair, put a giant plastic horse and put a steering wheel on top.
Oh my god, I didn't even see
yeah, no, that's where you sit to drive. You sit on the horse and you steer.
Oh my god.
Like, I don't understand. This is apparently, wow. Like, it's the Moxie horsemobile, and they would apparently, like, it was like a party trick that they would bring to, like, parades and floats, and like, it would basically be this whole, like, thing to, like, show off Moxie Cola. I cannot understand or tell you where this idea came from.
Well, whoever made it, they just asked him, they're like, why did you make this? And he was just like, horsemobile. And they were like, yes, absolutely, horsemobile. Makes sense.
And it's like, apparently it was 1918 when the first one were made. There was apparently a 1935 Rolls-Royce Moxie horsemobile that was sold for $55,000 in May 2011. It was in an auction at Indianapolis. And it's like, apparently, Moxie at one time maintained 24 of them, and they were always ready to appear at parades or public functions.
Wow, imagine you're on, like, one of those, like, storage wars or whatever, where they, like, and then you open the thing, and it's just like, Moxie horsemobile.
Like, I can't, I don't understand, like, what it
is. Unbelievable. Like, two American flags front and center. Yeah. Just like, this is us. Like, this is our identity.
Like, it's so funny. Like, I don't even know what the advertisement was going for. I don't even know what a horse has to do with Moxie. You know? Like, after everything I read about Moxie, I still don't know what the horse has. Yeah, the horse, I guess, has Moxie. Maybe that's a Moxie horse.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very big white horse. Yeah, I guess that maybe that was the argument, right? But, oh my god, I thought, you know, that's the note I kind of want to end the story of Moxie on. Is this horse. But yeah, you know, this drink is the reason why Moxie is a word in the English language. You know? And, I think it's pretty funny. Like, because I'd always heard about it. You know, Moxie Cola. But I had no idea. Like, I always thought that the cola came after the word. I didn't realize it was the other way around, you know? And so, yeah.
I'd never heard of Moxie Cola before in my life. I just heard of it in the context of, you got Moxie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that, and that's what's so funny, is, like, the word is now, like, the word that was originally created to advertise the cola, product, the drink, is now more popular than the cola ever was, you know? So, yeah, it's interesting, you know. I always like finding those words or things like that. Like, you know, it reminds me of the jumbo thing.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Right?
But yeah, so with that being said, we're going to hit you with an ad break, guys, and then we're going to come back for our little sign-off, and then we got two songs for you guys to close out the weekend. So thanks again for listening. Don't touch that dial, though. So we're going to hit you with an ad break here on CGLO 1690 AM. Once again, you're listening to Working Title.